Okay. So now, for the sake of the recording, just having started, I'm going to recap. We're doing this comfort addiction exercise because we all have what we want in our life. Wanting is powerful, and if what we want more than anything is comfort, we can't get anything else. We can't really get a lot done. So the exercise is uncovering that addiction. The first thing we did was pick something from the last few days or week that you really care about that didn't happen. The next step was to write down all the reasons why. This third step was to identify which reasons were actually within our control. And now the last, fourth, and final step I want you all to take is for each of the reasons that were within your control completely, write down what discomforts you would have had to endure had you pushed through them to get the thing to happen. And you're going to have a minute to do that. All righty then. Well done. You can always work on this more later. Now, I think we should actually unpack this a little, as they say. This is the biggest cliche I've been hearing all the time. I started saying it, I'm more fine. Let's unpack this. Anyway, if anyone cares to share their findings, please say, say so in the chat, and I'll call on you, and I'd love to hear what you found out through this. Tessa, you can't see or hear anything because, you can't hear anything. That's a problem. Not sure why you're not hearing.
I can't
hear you. Okay. Oh, dear. Okay. So anyway, does anyone care to share? That's probably Tessa who just got in. Sure. Go ahead, Steve. What's happening?
Well, all right. The thing that didn't happen, okay, this sounds very, all right.
Get Don't an qualify assignment. It. Just tell us. No judgment.
Get an assignment. At least one, a small writing gig, whatever. Didn't happen.
Okay.
My reasons, this one, this one's kind of general, but didn't try hard enough. I am trying, but I always think it's not hard enough.
Well, that's interesting. And without getting a little more specific, it's sort of hard to assess whether that's true or not. So in the part where I asked you to just write down all the reasons that were within your control, or the things that didn't happen that were within your control, what did you come up with specifically?
Okay, well, let's say I did not increase my contact list enough. In other words, I would leave it.
What does that have to do with the specific job that you didn't get?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just looking for freelance work now. I happen not to have any.
Oh, so there was no specific job.
Correct.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. And so nothing happened this week. And so what would it have been like to increase your contact list?
Well, I mean, I'm doing pretty good. I'm working social media. I could do it more. And the reason I don't do it more will be the next couple of answers, you know.
Go ahead.
Fear of rejection. I just got to that. I don't think about that. I just get anxious. And now that I look at it, it's sort of fear of, like, they're saying no.
Hearing no is uncomfortable, isn't it?
Yeah. So uncomfortable, I don't even want to ask.
So that's your way. That's your little addiction, comfort addiction going on. That's running the show right there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just something to be aware of.
Uh-huh.
So, Miriam, go ahead. Let me hear from somebody else for a minute.
Well, my thing when I wrote it down, it did feel minor, but I had bought some groceries and planned to make some granola for myself because it makes things easier during the week if I have some stuff to eat.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to it. And so those other sort of issues get trickier because I didn't take care of myself as well as I might otherwise. If I prepare food in advance for myself.
Yeah, right.
Then other
things. So what got in the way of you taking care of yourself that way?
I told myself I was too tired. I told myself I didn't have time. And I would rather have sat on the couch and watched television and knit at the end of the day. And then I started second guessing myself and thinking that wasn't, you know, I remembered that I had some food that I had prepared and I had sort of taken care of myself in that way. And then I thought about how I didn't practice any singing, but the reasons I didn't do that were the same, that I told myself I was too tired and it was too little time. And a lot of those reasons are within my control. In some ways it's not in my control how tired I get, because I am getting enough sleep, but I'm busy and I work hard.
But you see, here is the thing. You were aware of something that you needed to do to take care of yourself, but you were more comfortable watching TV and knitting.
Right.
So now you get to be aware of
when you
staying
ask,
with that comfort
when
and
you
the choice that there is to be made.
When you ask the question, what discomfort would I have endured had I just gone ahead and done the task? Because I would have had to do a little bit of work while I was tired.
Right.
And
that's not comfortable.
That's not comfortable, but it's also not going to kill me. You know,
right.
It's not that hard, the task of making granola. It really takes about half an hour.
Wow. Well, you know, I
could have done it anything, even though I was tired.
I know. And I've had to push. I've had, for my own thing, you know, I've had some fatigue that I've had to push through. What's amazing is you do get to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, but that is a wonderful awareness. And the thing about being aware of your comfort addiction is that's the key to grit. That's the key to developing grit. Being aware of a comfort that you're hanging on to and knowing that you're going to have to get uncomfortable and doing that to achieve what you want. That's grit. So I want everybody to, all of us, myself included, it's about practicing grit a little bit every day. Yeah, some people say do something you're afraid of. Maybe that fits. But do something that makes you uncomfortable. Either one, right? That's what's going to move you forward. So, Tessa, just so you know, I've recorded the question. You can do the exercise when you get a chance to listen to the recording. It basically has to do with uncovering our comfort addictions, the things that stop us because we'd rather be comfortable than achieve something, okay? So that's what the question was, and hopefully you can hear me. I don't know. But we're gonna move on a little bit. Yep, okay, God bless your little pointed head. Wonderful. Oh, and you're welcome. Now, I want, okay, we still have a little bit of time here. What I want to do now, actually, is I want to make sure we get through the material, because then we can share, have celebrations, talk a little bit, coach a little, all right? But what I want to cover today is actually tied into what Steve was referring to, and what will make it easier in terms of developing your contacts, since business is all about relationships, regardless of the business you're in. And I have been recommending some form of CRM. What that stands for is customer relations management, CRM, or, you know, right? Client relation management, right? Comrade relationship management, whatever you want to call it. But a place to keep track of your relationships, how, and what the next thing to do to further them is. I'm going to say that again. That's what it is. To keep track of your cumulative relationships and what the next thing you need to do to nurture that relationship is. This is the most important thing, to my mind, you could be doing in your business. So I thought it was important to look at a CRM system. We're going to look at the one I use. And there are others. So if you don't like mine, go find one. You can do an analog version of everything I say. You can do in a notebook also, right? So don't let the technology get in the way of what is a very important tool. So now I'm going to share my screen, folks, so you should see something here. Okay. I want to have a choice of what I share. Hold on. I'm not doing it yet. Highlight. That's what I want to share. Yes, apply changes. Okay. So hopefully everybody is seeing the screen. If you're not, just type in the chat, okay, that you're not seeing it. This is my little high-rise. I've actually made a teaching account, okay? So you're not seeing all my clients and the things that I shouldn't be showing you. I also asked everybody to subscribe to a trial version of this, because if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So homework also, as well as stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit every day, will be to start playing around with either this or some form of CRM system, okay? Because you'll forget everything otherwise. You have to do it. You have to get it in your body. You have to, right? It has to be experiential. So we're looking at high-rise. This is the one I use. There's another one that people like called less annoying CRM. I've never checked it out, but you're welcome to. Anyway, high-rise, and I have opened a new account for our purposes. So the first thing you see is welcome, right? You see the welcome screen, tells you all the wonderful things you can do, and you know, the links to answer questions. Here's the next thing that I love about it. It tells you, go down to latest activity, and it shows you the last thing you did. And the last thing I did was add a note about CESC, and that was, this is a terrific bunch of very creative people. That was the note I took, right? And that reminds me, oh, I've got to remember to tell them that. They're all a bunch of fabulously creative, wonderful people, okay? So now, good afternoon. I'm not sure what that is, but let's go down to contacts. So here you all are. I have you all in my contacts, and the nice thing is you can upload contacts, you can enter them manually. There's, you know, import over here, you see me pointing at import contacts. You can even export contacts that you want to share, all right? So here y'all are. And now, this is really cool. I'm going to show you how to do it in a minute. The next thing is tasks. Look at this. In relation to specific individuals, I've created tasks. So today I have for myself to check in and see how things are going with Angela. So Angela, after we get through this part of the session, I'm going to want to know, how are you doing? And The other thing that I want to be able to check off is make sure everybody understands how to use this CRM, okay? So if you don't, if you're totally confused, I want you to let me know, okay? Now, what you see here corresponds to the next category, which is cases. CESC, Creative Entrepreneur Success Club, is under cases, all right? And you can attach your relationship to a particular case. For you are all in this case. You are all part of the Creative Entrepreneur Club case, okay? So that's how you can compartmentalize people, all right? Now, say you want to create a task like Angela. Angela, I'm going to check in and see how you are, right? Actually, let me go to somebody else. Let me go to somebody else because this will make it clear, a little clearer, I think. All right, so we have other folks. Let's say Caddy. Here you are, Caddy. I want to add a task about Caddy. So, Caddy, what is it I have to remember to do for you? I have to remember to follow up with Caddy. Sorry. Follow up, let's say, by phone with Caddy. Now, it's not going to be today, but I can actually pick the date when I do that. So let's say, okay, I want to follow up by phone in a week. I pick the date. Now, I don't want to do it at 8 in the morning. That's ridiculous. But it does get that specific. Let's say 3 p.m. Okay, it's not something that's going to repeat. No, add this task, and boom, there it is. And what's so lovely is on December 14th, I'm going to get a reminder in my email to do that, right? Because when you do this app, you're going to, this program, you will configure it with your email address. And that's another thing. If I want to send an email to Caddy, okay, I'm going to send her an email. I can do it right through here so I have a record of it, okay? But I haven't connected my Gmail account with this dummy account. But what's nice is if I had, actually I could, if it doesn't take long, I'll do that. Let's connect this one. Go ahead. So go ahead. My life is yours. Uh-huh. So there it is. I'm writing a hi, Caddy. So glad you're here today. Okay. I'm going to send that, and what's so wonderful about doing that through here is, I'm going to go to my notes about Caddy, and I see that I sent her an email here. You see that, folks?
Yep.
I can even see the email I sent, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So glad you're here. Yeah, what am I doing? Sorry, now I'm going to start confusing people. Yeah, so glad you see. There's the email even. I can read more. I don't think I wrote anymore, right? It shows your latest activity with that person. So now, are you beginning to understand why this is really important?
Yep.
Every time I interact with somebody, I set a task. I take a note on the interaction, and I set a task on how I'm going to follow up. So that way you don't lose. It's not like a wasted effort to accumulate business cards, relationships, right? So, Steve, I'm particularly interested in checking in with you right now as to what you think of, well, whether it's this system or a different CRM, what do you think of this? Are you following along?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah.
I look forward to the day when I have enough contacts to really use something like this.
You do have enough contacts. You have 8 of us, 9 of us. I know you don't want to. But you have contacts. You probably, between friends and family, have about 200 people you could put in here.
Well,
and the fact is, those are the same people you could put, you could start your newsletter mailing list with, okay?
Hmm.
Those are relationships you already have.
Yeah. Well, I
that
do.
You need to start watering like plants.
Yeah. I mean, I do have dozens of contacts from the old days.
Yeah.
And I could start adding those. By the way, why would I add friends, etc.? You know.
No, you don't have to add friends. I'm just saying if you're at a loss. But the fact is, if you start, you know, there may be a time when, you know, we'll go over and ask email, right, in another class, where you may write all of your friends and family and tell them how they can help you find work.
Okay.
That's something we will go through. And when somebody responds to that, they should go in here because they started helping you, right?
Right.
And you want to be able to follow up with people.
Yeah. Okay.
All
yeah.
right.
Uh-huh.
And you know, yeah. So now remember, this is what I like about this is it's a basic CRM. There are things like Infusionsoft or the thing that you found, Steve, called Bit something or other,
yeah.
that are much more than a CRM. They're
yeah.
also they're also a you know, you can run your business through them. That's
right.
a lot more than you need at this point,
yeah.
and it's confusing.
Yes.
All right,
yeah.
somebody is in the chat. Mind, body, client. Interesting, Tessa. Is that what you use?
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me. That's what I planned.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you, hon. Go ahead.
Oh. So that's like a client email, managing, marketing, website content, logging people in and out of sessions, like a robust system you can share with other like people in your company or other offsite people. So that's
right. You can do that with this too.
Yeah.
All CRM, you know, CRM systems. You can invite people to share. And, you know, if you have people, for instance, you have a VA or someone helping you, or, you know, once you start building your business so that you actually do have that, I mean, this has that capability too. But mind, body, client, that's great. I encourage you, now, you know a little about this one now, but go ahead. I appreciate the, you know, the recommendation because, Tessa, do you find mind body a little simpler than what I'm showing?
It's more custom for health industry.
Okay, so it's customized for your industry, which is cool.
Yeah,
yeah this is for any that's fine. This could be for anything, high rise, you know. But thank you. So you're already using one, it sounds like.
I'm not sure if I need to open an account yet, but it's something I've dabbled with before.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, think about it because it's, you know, this is, like I say, your relationships are the cornerstone of your business. And so doing some form of this, whether, again, it's in a notebook where you have a name and you have, then you have follow-up tasks, and then you put that in your Google Calendar, and you check that notebook every day. I don't care. You got to be doing something. Maybe at this juncture, does anybody have a system that they're maintaining already that they'd like to share? Besides, Tessa mentioned this one. Does anybody else have one?
Not yet.
All right.
I'll add
everybody,
Google Docs.
Who's this?
This is Tessa again. I have such small number of clients because I started off boutique that I've just been using Google Calendar with alerts and Google Docs to share, you know, content with other teachers or things like that. And that's just been very simple because I can do it on my phone.
That's terrific. And it's free. It's free. So, you know, you can, you know, Steve or whoever, and Tessa, I'm sure, you know, you can correspond through the Facebook group or whatever, you know, because that is terrific. That is a terrific option, you know, having the Google Drive. You have like a spreadsheet that you put people in that you put what it is you're going to do, that you your follow-ups with them or How do you do it?
For me, I just have it in my calendar. I just say, you know, I have a little alert that goes off 2 days before, prepare for meeting with Cindy, and then 1 hour before, don't forget to call Cindy, and then like a link to the notes in my Google Doc, so I can just make a call, have my thing
that's
up there.
Terrific. That's terrific. You know, that's great. So I recommend doing something, folks, and that's free. You can start doing that for free. I like this because I like having all my people in one place and email in one place. And, you know, you can also upload files attached to people. So I like that. But you're absolutely right. There are ways to do that in Google that are free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the gist of what I wanted to talk about today. Okay, so are there any questions pertaining to this or any other system of client, comrade, customer, cousin relationship management?
Hmm.
I mean, I guess I will ask, this is Tessa, if
yeah,
there's
Tessa.
A general kind of understanding of a polite amount of time to let there be a pause in between contacting someone. Like, for example, I reached out to somebody and had a great phone call, and we're excited to do more work together. This is for my bread and butter design job. And
right.
So we had a great conversation, send work my way. Then Thanksgiving happened, and now I've sent my follow-up email, you know, saying, you know, hey, great to talk to you, really excited to help you out, and I'm waiting for a reply. So I feel that this is the area that I have the most difficulty in, is the getting the gig after getting the gig, if you know what
right.
I mean.
Yes. Yeah, if you don't set up first of all, I always recommend when you meet someone, set up a date to follow up with them at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't happen for whatever reason, okay, you certainly, emailing, that's great. Now I would just give her a few days and call her, pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, I think you need to give people a couple of days. But more than a couple of days, how long does it take for people to answer their email? You know what I mean?
I think it's really important. Most of the times, people have gotten back to me in 5 minutes. It's always,
yeah,
I always get really uncomfortable when a whole 48 hours have passed. That usually tells me that now the email's buried and
that's
longer.
That's right. So pick up those time. 48 hours is great. That's when you pick up the phone. Now, if you just had a conversation with the person, right, it was basically a get-to-know-you conversation, nothing specific has happened. In an instance like that, I would put it in my calendar for a month later to follow up with them by email. And then if I didn't, or text. I like text, more immediate. If I don't hear back to the written check-in, then I give it like 48 hours.
Okay.
Right? But keep it on business days. Follow up on business days.
All right. And what about the holidays? This is always, for me, a time of year where I get a lot of people thinking about 2017, or they're very excited. They start, like, feeling, we got projects. You know, we're going to get a new budget. It's really exciting. And then, like, everybody starts going on vacation. And then people get their new budgets and, like, work kind of freezes. So I never know how aggressive or how lenient to be at a time period where people are talking about work a month from now and they're traveling and then they forget because they've been with their families and all these things. I feel like the holidays is a special time requiring a special time frame.
Yeah, well, you know, what's good is I'm not exactly are you talking about businesses, individuals? Who are you talking about, first of all?
I guess businesses.
Okay, businesses. Okay. This, in the event, you know, in your Google Drive or whatever you're using, are you putting, dates to follow up right after the new year?
No, because I'm still doing the 48-hour follow-up, and then my old role has been after two attempts by email to then start checking in every month and just telling them what's going on.
Just call. Just start using the phone. That for you is what's getting out of your comfort zone. Just pick up the phone.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Based on a comment you made to me a little while ago, I was always out of my comfort zone with sending a text because that seemed personal to me. But I've been trying to track somebody down, and I did send a text, and that got me an immediate return and follow up with a phone call. So that
does. Bravo! Bravo! Good for you.
Sure.
Hey, if they give you their smartphone number, I think it's implicit it's okay to text.
Ah, all right.
Now, does anybody disagree with that? I'm just curious.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody is giving you their smartphone, you know they have a smartphone.
Yeah.
If they're giving you their cell phone nowadays, it's another line of communication, and a lot of times people prefer it to speaking on the phone, or they prefer it to email. So use it.
Hi, this is Caddy jumping in.
Hey, Caddy baby.
That is something we talk about at my nerd bar a lot, is that especially people under a certain age now, that is all the communication they do. They make no phone calls, rarely check their emails ever. It's just filled with spam. And also Facebook Messenger. If you become on Facebook, most people reach out to me that way all the time. So it's a very interesting world. I called somebody the other day and they almost had a heart attack.
I agree with Caddy. I hear a lot on like podcasts and stuff that people of a certain age, which I'm in that category.
Yes, but, you know, and also it is interesting.
Wrong.
I'm just gonna cut. I'm gonna cut the. I'm gonna cut the conversation because I want to get to one point. Caddy, when they almost died and had a heart attack, did they do it in a good way? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they thought something was, you know, ethically wrong, and I had a hard time getting to the information because they were freaking out.
Oh, you think, okay, I don't know what the circumstances were. Maybe it was personal. In business, may not have it happen often, but it stands out. I don't think it freaks people out. Picking up the phone is, you know.
No, I'm just saying that it's to certain people. At this
They're so used to it.
It's completely overwhelming for them to get a phone call. And I did want to say, so you can always ask when they give you a number, is this your cell phone? Then you know you can text.
Good point. Which leads me to another point. It's a good idea, whenever possible, to ask, how would you like me to follow up with you? Let them tell you how they like to be followed up with. They may say text me, you know?
Uh-huh.
Now, if they tell you email and then you email them and they never get back to you, I think it's fair to pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, now I want to open it up to any kind of question or celebration anybody may have. Well, I got some text here I didn't look at, Tessa. It's considered, I agree with Caddy, it's considered an emergency. No, I think that's a myth. I mean, no, in certain circumstances, I won't say it's a myth. That is not my experience. People don't think it's an emergency. If you're doing business, now, yeah, if my brother calls me, I practically faint because I'm afraid my mother died. That's different. In business, you know, when people know that you are a business associate, they're not going to worry their mother died. You know, it's business. And it stands out in a good way. So don't be afraid. Please, pick up the phone. Like I say, you know, texting, I think, is fair game. But An email is only a warm-up to really asking for something. It's just a warm-up. So any questions or celebrations?
May I?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Well, as I told you, I think I have been posting every day on LinkedIn, just sharing things and articles, etc. And actually, on the negative side, I haven't received any people sort of responding to them specifically, but the number of people looking at my profile has increased at least twice.
How do you like that?
So they're saying, who is this guy, or something like that.
Terrific. That's great.
My question is how to turn, I don't even know if I could see who they are. I'm not sure how to use LinkedIn. But how do I turn that into asked for further contact with them?
Well, you know, I think you're right. Figure out, I don't know if you need to have a paid account, but figure out, to see who's looked at. You know, usually, like with Facebook, to see who's looked at it, they have to like it, I think. But, you know, I'm not sure. That would be useful information. I know LinkedIn tells you when someone looks at your profile.
Yes.
So yeah. Those people are asked. Those are people, if you notice, maybe not the minute they look, but, give it a few days. And if there's somebody who is in a position to give you work, contact them through email or whatever, initially with an email, so that when you do call them, it's a warm call, not a cold call.
And ask for work? Ask for work?
Don't just say, I noticed, you can be a little coy about it. You don't have to say, I noticed you looking at my profile. But
right.
You could say, I was looking at your profile. Okay, and I'm interested. I thought maybe, you'd be, I would love to talk about possible ways we could help each other. You know, Tessa is recommending a podcast that covers what you're talking about, Steve, called Freelance Transformation. Where is that podcast, Tessa?
One second. It's, I just got it through the podcast. Like iTunes store, I looked up freelance podcasts, it came up. There's somebody, Rachel Peterson, this person interviews. She talks for about an hour on LinkedIn. It's free, how she got clients.
So do me a favor, Tessa, post it on the Facebook page for us.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a good resource. And
yeah,
that's the sort of thing, guys, I invite you to do.
I don't know how to actually put a link, but I'll just put the spelling and stuff down.
Oh yeah, well then just put down who it is and what the title of the podcast is, and people can just Google it or just find it. Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. It was fascinating. Yeah. I think you'll like it, Steve. I think we all will.
Hey, thank you. I have one for you too. Put it on the website, on the Facebook page.
Put it on the Facebook page. Yeah, that would be terrific. Good. All right. Well, Steve. So. Yeah, does that help you?
Sorry?
Does it help the idea that, okay, if you find out who's looked at your profile, you can then approach them?
Yeah, and I like what you said. I say, hey, I'm interested in what you do. What do you do? That's great. That kind of thing. Rather than say, I'm calling for some work.
Oh, no, you can't. Yes, that's right. You got to think about, we haven't really done a whole class on networking, which, perhaps I will do that again. But I think the thing to think about is when you go to a cocktail party, how do you get to know people?
Right.
Oh, and so Miriam, I'm going to get to you in a second because I want to hear. But, think of all networking like a cocktail party. That's all it is. You don't go straight to business as a cocktail party. You chat. What do you do? I have a little thing that I do because I'm Miriam and I are both members of the Parksville Food Co-op. She actually works, has done some work there, but I am a walker, which means I bring people's carts back to the store, and I use that as a networking opportunity. and I have a routine. The first thing I do is I ask, so what shift do you do at the co-op? And that, because I'm doing a walker shift, like, oh, I'm a cashier, whatever. That begins the conversation. Oh, what do you do outside of the co-op? And then they start telling you what they do. Very many times, because it's Park Slope and it's a shift in the middle of the day, they freelance. They're an artist of some kind. Oh, how interesting, you know? And the conversation ensues. They want to know what I do. I coach artists, okay? It's a cocktail party. Yeah. The world is one big cocktail party. Then, I always take notes, and then I follow up with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you start to have a little patois, you know? No. It's to get to know folks.
Yeah.
It's a little script.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound feasible?
Yeah, I got one tomorrow that's kind of challenging. I thought it was going to be fun, and now it's out of my comfort zone.
You know what, Steve? Let's I just want to get Miriam's celebration, and then I want to hear, we still have a few minutes, and somebody else has to, let's see. Miriam, go ahead. What's up?
Well, when I first started this and we were talking about doing so many asks every week and all that sort of stuff, I was really frightened about that. But one of the people whom I asked was someone whom I was really nervous about asking. She's a young woman who runs the youth theater company that I was a part of when I was a teenager. And they now are, when I was a part of it when it was just starting up, and so now it's a much bigger organization, and they actually pay directors to come and direct.
How do you like that?
When I was out there in May, I talked to her sort of informally about perhaps me coming and directing a play, and she was really receptive to that. And she said, we can only pay blah, 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 and it was actually an amount that seems kind of nice to me. So I had followed up with her right away, but she hadn't gotten back to me, and I had, and then she finally did get back to me, but she was she couldn't deal with it, and she was going to be on vacation, and she would get back to me later, and then she didn't get back to me. So months and months went by, and I just thought maybe she can't hire me, and she's afraid to tell me. She works also in some activist things with my mother, so she knows.
So bottom line, what happened? What's the celebration?
So because of this group, I contacted her again, and she got back to me, and she was just too overly committed and too busy, and she's really sorry, and we can have a phone conversation, and we have an appointment to talk on the phone about the possibility of me coming out to Davis, California, and directing a play with these young
people. That's how it's done. That's terrific. That's how it's done.
Good job. Thanks.
And right on. And the fact is, you were giving us, I kind of cut you off, but what I want to point out is I'm impressed by how you know the blow-by-blow. You kept track of the interaction with her.
Well,
you knew where you...
The interaction is almost all on email, and there's one little bit I reached out on Facebook, and so all of the interactions are there. So then I had questions like what Tessa has, like, is it too soon to talk to her again? And I couldn't figure, but then I looked at my email and I just sorted it by her name, and I could see our whole conversation. So I knew what she had said, and I knew when she said it.
Right.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point. I never follow up with anybody without looking at the note I have on them from the last time.
Right.
Because, you have to know where you left off in the conversation. You have to have that as a reference. And it also really impresses people when you remember. Or you may even, take notes on things that they said that were striking. Because people they feel listened to when you remember stuff like that, right? So bravo, that's great. That is terrific, Miriam. That's terrific. And anybody else I haven't heard from today have something they want to share or ask?
This is Tessa. I can share.
Yes, please.
I had a couple interesting things happen. I actually emailed a group that I'm a part of, a listserv I'm a part of, for advice on firing a client, and I actually got work from that. pretty hilarious. I just said I'm bored of the job I have. I'm looking for new stuff. I want to know what anybody else has done, and I got three different callbacks. Some of it directly related to work. So that was pretty exciting. So I have two new gigs from that, and then I have I also started meeting on the yoga end up with some contacts face to face. Just to get, networking going again, getting that more fresh, and I'd ask for mentorship, testimonials, recommendations. So I have maybe like two people that I gained on my side for that are recent, that I've touched base with recently. And so I feel like that's pretty good momentum for that.
Yay! That's great.
Yeah.
That is terrific.
And I just wanted to start doing it. I just had like 15 minutes between changing diapers, and I'm like, I think I'm old enough to have a phone call.
Right on. That is great. It doesn't take a lot of time. You just have to do it. And that's great. Mm-hmm. So I said in my high rise tasks, I was going to check in on Angela. So I just want to do that. Angela, you want to tell me things? What's going on? How you doing?
I'm better with the schedule, so I learned to, I'm like working on this stuff, and I'm working on email list, and I'm just in the process.
Mm-hmm. So you, now who's your accountability? You and Tessa are accountability partners, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So so have you been going to a networking event once in a while?
Yes, once in 2 weeks, yes.
Okay. All right. So keep getting out there. That's what I can say, right?
Yes.
Mhm. Yeah. And if you have any questions or, you know, it helps to go. I mean, I'm just wondering, what are you waiting for?
I was waiting for, in my mind, I want to create a website, a page, something that I can relate to. So if you go and meet people, so you can say that you have websites, they can check on you.
You know what? You don't worry about having a website. You know, a lot of people build their businesses and they don't have websites, believe it or not. You don't have to, that's passive marketing, creating a website. You can do that. You can create a Facebook page in 10 minutes, you know, mm-hmm. And a Facebook page can, a page for your business can be your website for now. Don't let that stop you.
Mm-hmm.
So if, now I'm just going to play with you for a second. Let's say, and we might go over by a few minutes, folks, if you have to leave, I understand. But let's say, Angela, that you had a beautiful website, right? Then what? Then what?
No.
What's so funny?
No, it's not the first thing that I should think about it. Yes, I hear you. The beautiful site doesn't give you clients.
No, what is the first thing you should think about?
Going out there and talk to everyone who I meet and share what I do.
Right. And actually walk into yoga studios and, depending on what strategy, I have to check the notes to see what strategy you came up with, but actually go in places and asking for work. Asking people to have conversations with you about becoming your client.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shortest distance between them and your bank account, you know, asking for work,
mm-hmm.
Right? And you know, I mean, but what you're saying is absolutely right, getting out there, sharing what you do. But you have to ask for the business, right?
Yeah.
I think we need to talk about what it means to have a sales conversation. And a sales conversation takes many different forms depending on what you're doing, what the business is that you're in. But what defines a sales conversation is you ask for money. That defines a sales conversation. You actually ask for the business. Would you like to try yoga with me? I charge this much a session. Right? Whatever your version of it is, that's a sales conversation. That's what you want to get to the point. And that's what's scary. And you can't hide behind a website. You're going to have to do that. That's what you're going to need to do to actually get business. Okay?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah. All righty then. I can check that off my high rise. Oh, I'm so excited. I can go to Angela here. I don't know if I'm still sharing the screen. I think so. Oh, look at that. December 7th. I checked in to see. Oh, my, oh, I did it. Oh, that felt so good. Okay. So, Steve, you had a conundrum. You were in terms of follow-up. Well, you're going to be, I think this is the last question. If you have something pressing anybody, please put it in the chat, because I'll go over a little bit. But otherwise, I think Steve is going to be our last. This is going to be our last question. What's up, man?
Well, there's an event tomorrow. I used to interview architects who designed these giant buildings in New York City. That's what I did. Uh-huh. And I did that. I haven't done that for a long time for various reasons. I do other things. And tomorrow there's a presentation by a top architect who I used to interview a lot, and a lot of builders are going to be there, and just the kind of people I want to work for, but they're bigwigs. I mean, these are bigwigs. And I'm nervous. I'm doing that tomorrow, and there's a cocktail party afterwards, and that's all. I mean, you talked about it already, but I was excited about it. Now I'm anxious about it.
What made you anxious about it?
Just the thought of going there tomorrow, and after the lecture, going around, including to the guy who's giving the presentation. There's also a lot of people in zoning in the city and like that, but just saying, hey, you know, what if he doesn't even remember me, which he will, but who knows? And then going up to these big-time developers and saying, oh, God, I don't know. See?
What are three goals you can set yourself that are set for yourself that are completely within your control so that you can set yourself up to win no matter what tomorrow night?
Oh, gee, I mean, are you talking, oh, God, I don't know. Certainly I need to get some cards. You told me that.
Okay. How many cards are you going to get tomorrow?
You mentioned three, but it's not that hard to get cards, so I can get some cards, you know.
But you know what? I want to point something out. It's more important to get cards than give cards.
Yes. Got it.
So good. So how many cards are you going to get tomorrow night?
Oh, I could do five.
All right. Well, just know that's the goal. You don't get to leave until you get five cards. That's the game.
Yeah.
Five cards.
Yeah.
Okay, and what are two other goals you can set? If you want to set that one, I guess that's fine, but does that feel like enough, too much, or not enough, too much, or just right?
You know, this is the problem. I feel like it depends on my mood tomorrow. Am I gregarious or am I shy, you know?
Okay, you know what? No matter what, whether you're gregarious or shy, don't try to be anything you're not, but you're going to get five cards. It has nothing to do with how you feel.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. And I got to be interested, you know? Talk to them with, like, what are you doing? What's up? What's new?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the best thing is you can even play a game. Find out something personal about them.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Find out something personal. I mean, you don't want to get punched in the face, but it's not that hard.
Could you give an
How
example?
Many kids do they have? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Find out something personal, because what that's going to do is it's going to take the focus off you and whether you feel shy or gregarious and put it on them.
Right. Okay.
That's the key to networking.
All right.
Focus on the other guy. You're going to get five cards, And one more thing, maybe also notice whether, look for how you can help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But in terms of doable, I would say find out something personal about at least how many people.
Oh, I don't know.
Find out something personal about three people, and you're going to get five business cards.
Okay.
And those five cards are going to go into whatever CRM system you set up, whether it's Google Drive or whatever, and you're going to plan, you're going to do your follow-up.
Yes.
I suggest you start with an email the next day.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Got it.
So, and I know, Tessa, you have a viewpoint you can share on this, but we're out of time. So, feel free to post it, okay? Post it in the Facebook page. I want that Facebook page to start popping. Okay, folks, use it. The resource.
I just want to add that I would love to hear about what people are doing so I get to know you. If you want to go to the Facebook page and give me your Facebook page or some,
I think that's a great idea. Yes. Yeah. Go say hi, I'm so-and-so. Hi, I'm Katarina. I'm an artist. Whatever. All right, folks? I think that's a lovely idea, Steve. Thanks.
Good.
All right. So same time, same place next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.